And now at 7 minutes past eight, here again to tell us what it says on Friday's papers is John S. Doyle.
Shock as Ireland failed to make Eurovision final, says a headline in the Irish Daily Star. Nation's anguish, says another headline. It looks like the party's over, is how the Irish Daily Mirror sums up what it calls the Eurovision flop. Like a party's over, the Irish Independent agrees in the headline over its front page photograph of Emmy, the singer and co-writer of the song Like a Party, Ireland's entry in the song contest. Kirsty Blake Knox reports that despite a strong performance, Emmy didn't make it through to the final on Saturday. Not every dog has its day, writes Sarah Horgan in the Irish Examiner. In its lead story, the Independent reports that households in Ireland have gone on a record-breaking borrowing spree. €2.3 billion was taken out in personal loans last year. This surge in loans for cars, house improvements and holidays has raised questions given the risk of a global downturn, the paper says. On the other hand, the Irish Daily Mail reports that Bernard Gloucester, the retiring head of the Health Service Executive, will walk away from the job with a €562,000 pension lump sum and annual payments of almost €190,000. Sarah McGuinness reports that under the pension scheme, which all staff who joined the HSE before 2013 are entitled to, Mr. Gloucester, who has served almost four decades in the health service, will receive a one-off payment of 1.5 times his salary. In an editorial, The Independent comments that the departure of Dr. Mike Ryan from the World Health Organization is a loss to world health. Writing in the Irish Times, Dennis McLean comments that the WHO's dropping of Dr. Ryan has raised eyebrows. The Independent offers the doctor the advice that if he's looking for a job back home, there's a vacancy coming up to head up the HSE. The Examiner reports that the agency set up to tackle white-collar crime is now operating with about half the Gardaí who were originally assigned to it, amid what has been described as a toxic culture. Mick Clifford writes that this week, four Gardaí who had been on secondment to the Corporate Enforcement Authority, described as Ireland's answer to the FBI, have gone back to the main force. A new book by the Belfast-based investigative journalist Chris Moore gives the Irish News its lead story and is given prominence in the Belfast Telegraph. The book, called Kinkora, Britain's Shame, is reported to present fresh information about sexual depravities carried out by what is described as a nest of paedophile predators, with links to organisations including loyalist paramilitary groups, the Orange Order, MI5, MI6 and the British Royal Family. Moore alleges that Lord Mountbatten, murdered by the IRA in 1979, was involved in the ring, and that some victims were taken from Kinkora Boy's home in East Belfast to his residence at Mullaghmore, County Sligo, where they were abused. In the Times' top story, it is reported that the HSE has confirmed that a further review into maternity care provided at Portiuncula Hospital in County Galway has begun, following the death of a baby in recent weeks. It is the 10th review that is taking place of the care given to women and babies at the hospital, Sarah Burns writes. The Star leads with the news that an external report by the consultants Deloitte has found that the Office of Public Works failed to take value for money into account when approving the infamous €345,000 Doyle bike shed. The findings will surprise absolutely nobody, the paper reckons. The value for money of electric bicycles is considered in the Examiner by Dr. Shane O'Hanlon, a geriatrician. He describes the e-bike as an invention that makes exercise fun and therefore helps you to live longer. He says he used to think that e-bikes were pricey, dangerous and not real exercise, but his e-bike has turned his commute into a health boost, and Ireland's cycleways and bike-to-work scheme make now a great time to start. And he describes the pedal assist feature of electric bikes as being like that lovely childhood feeling of someone's hand on your back giving a gentle boost.
That's John S. Doyle. It's 11 minutes past eight, and after the break, the funeral of Garda Kevin Flatley, taking place this afternoon.